out they were going to be $20,000 a shot. Then they got it down to $10,000. Well, he's had three shots and has cost him zero.
That's my Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's awesome. Great, great. God's answering prayer. Amen. Who else got some good news? I'm going to bring this to you. The Esther Fast.
I heard on American Family Radio this afternoon, they're asking everybody, they're calling it the Esther Fast.
Okay.
For Israel.
Okay.
And he wanted everybody to, he said, doesn't matter if you want to fast one meal or 1 year. It's right. Up to you.
Okay.
So that's pretty neat.
I think that's a wonderful thing. That's wonderful. So pray and be led to fast. Go over to God for the war thing. I flipped on over to the Victory Channel today, and they had a little advertising that came up and said, you know, you can send money or whatever, and it goes directly to Israel for the military over there and that sort of thing. So there's a lot of avenues opening up, but the fast would be a good one.
Yeah.
Be a healthy one and a good one too. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to pray for that. Somebody put that on the list tonight too, Israel, and whatever else is on your mind. Who else got some good news? Well, I'm coming. We might have to get you girls to move over a little closer.
This afternoon I text the women's prayer group and asked them to pray for Landon because they were planning on moving him out of the NIC unit.
Yeah.
But his heart rate and his oxygen levels kept dropping. So I texted a women's prayer group,
right.
And they started praying and stuff. So about 5:30, I texted Amber and asked her how Landon was doing. She said, well, we got to hold him for an hour today and said his oxygen and stuff is staying good except for when he eats. And
uh-huh.
When he eats, it starts dropping again.
So yeah.
I said, well, he's going to be fine.
Yes, he's going to be fine. He
but
is
she
fine.
She gets to come home tomorrow. And he's got to stay for a couple more days.
Right.
I just
want
to
right.
make sure everything's fine.
So. Yeah. You got his name on the list, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. Landon in the NIC unit. Glory to God. God's good. Amen. Jesus is everywhere. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They keep, when the saints come dragging in. I'll pay for that, Kenny. Okay, who else? Anybody? It's good to share good news. Impression without expression. What now? Yes, it is Sharon and Karen's birthday today. Woohoo! Yes, amen. Happy birthday to you all. God is good. Amen?
Amen?
Praise God. All right. Tears was yesterday. That's right. Really? Wow. Glory to God. Okie dokie. Let's see where we are. Father, we're just so thankful. We invite you, Lord, and your Spirit to fill us tonight. As we begin to worship you, Lord, in spirit and in song. Lord, we worship you with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our mind. We thank you, Lord God, for the joy of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that we're a family. We thank you, Lord God, that there's hope and there's joy, there's faith, Lord God, that our foundation rocks for us. We thank you, praise you tonight, Lord. And we thank you for being here. In Jesus' mighty name, we honor you with our worship right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen.
Alan Spiegel's a lot better.
Alan Spiegel's much, much better.
Yeah.
So So that's a big miracle right there. Glory to happen in that way. If y'all want to come down and worship, obey the Spirit. Amen.
There is a King seated among us. Let every heart receive Him now. Where there is praise, He will inhabit, and there will be grace and mercy all.
Praise God. He's the King of all kings. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost here for a few minutes. Let the Lord settle down in us and rise up, do what He needs to do. Father, we praise You and worship You. spirit and in truth. Praying in the Holy Ghost on the most holy faith. Thank you, Lord. Anybody got anything? Is the Lord showing you something that you need to share? This is not a one-man thing except for Jesus. He's the one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Holy Spirit says there is a draw. The Holy Spirit, Jesus is drawing people to Him, and especially the church. He wants to make an announcement for everyone to hear. He says, I am available. I am available. Well, you say, I knew that. Well, like me, I may have known that, but why don't I take advantage of that? He says, I'm available. Whatever the situation, whatever the crisis, whatever the joy or the wedding or the party, whatever, He's available. He's available to be your Lord and your Savior, your King. He is. He is God Almighty. And to think that God Almighty makes Himself available, Lynn, to me and to you and to all of us, my mind can't comprehend that. But I feel it and I see it and know it in my spirit that He's arms open wide and He's standing at the door and the light's shining through. Not from the inside out, but from Him inside. He's there and He's very, very real. Hallelujah. For the people who will hear, see, and come, I will in no wise cast out. I will minister to them with love and grace and with power. I'll make available to them everything that I have done on this earth. Receive me, saith the Lord, and receive life. Life everlasting. Life eternal. The very nature and the blessings of God. Lord, we thank You for Your presence. Manifest Your glory in this room and in our hearts and minds. May we leave here, Lord God, being impacted by Your presence. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, and He says this, when you leave, He's going home with you. That's pretty cool. When we leave, He's going with us. Amen? God's good, isn't He?
Jimmy, God said...
Wait a minute, get the microphone, please. Ann's got something here.
The good reports that were shared tonight and that's shared every Wednesday night, and every time you hear a good report, He said, don't just say, well, praise God. He said, continue to praise Me about them and thank Me, and you're going to see miracles and miracles. He says there's no small miracle or there's no big miracle. He is a miracle God.
Yes.
And He said we're going to see them like never before.
Amen.
And like Matt, Jennifer's boy, I guess it was their boy, right? Wesley's boy, okay. Well, anyway, the power of God to let them find that child, I'm telling you, it's a miracle.
Right.
And just like Jay and them were coming home Sunday, and in front of them, just probably, I don't know, a couple of miles, there was a 5-car pileup. No one hurt, praise God, but it delayed them for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Terry shared with me that something come up right as they started to leave, and they were about 5 minutes later leaving than they thought. That's no accident. Our steps are ordered of the Lord. And I'm telling you, we don't need to take it lightly. God needs to be, you know, He's in us all the time. And I know all of us think about Him often
yeah.
and praise him.
Yeah.
You know, I just said, God, you're my best friend.
Yes.
And he wants a relationship like that with all of us.
Right.
And he is the only one that's worthy to be praised.
That's right.
And I just thank God for Amen. The miracles we've had here and that we're going to have here.
Yeah.
And we never take it lightly.
No, we don't.
To God be the glory.
To God be the glory is correct. Amen. He is available. He is available. He won't put you on hold. He'll. You don't have to leave a voicemail. Okay, Ann's got something else.
You know, God is so good about, you can't outgive him. You can't outserve him. And, you know, the devil will tell you, well, you know, no. That makes you even want to give more. So yesterday, Lily called me and, Mama, what are you doing? I said, what do you want me to do? And I did have an appointment, but I didn't tell her. And she said, well, a friend of mine's going to Amory, and I was going to ride with her, and we were going to stop by and see you. And I said, well, that's great. And she didn't come for money, because I asked her, I said, do you need money? She said, no, Mama, I'm fine. But she didn't leave without a little money. But anyway, today I went to get my nails done and my toes done. And when I got ready to leave, I said, Tracy, how much do I owe you? And she said, your niece paid for it. Wanda was there. So I want to know what time are you going next month. But that was a blessing.
That's a blessing.
Was the next day.
Right.
And I mean, that's a good gift.
Yeah.
A great gift. But anyway, it just thrilled me because I've been, I know Jay and them have too, but a grandmother's love is so different. You know, it is very, very different. And when it's a granddaughter, it's very, very different. But anyway, when Lily first went, she was so busy till she could hardly answer your call. And that's no joke.
Went to school.
When she went to school. But now things have settled down, and I mean, she'll answer my calls, she'll call me back, and all. But anyway, it just meant so much to me yesterday. Mama, I want to come by.
Yeah.
And how did you find out she come by?
She told me.
Lily told you? Okay. But anyway, I just thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
And that's just God.
That is God.
That she'd catch a ride to Amory with a friend
yeah.
to come see Mama.
Right. That's about as cool as it gets. I said, that's about as cool as it gets. If you don't have grandchildren, one day you will know if you have them. There's nothing quite like them. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. Okay, let's go in our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. And while you're turning there, I just want to remind you what 1 John 4:8 says. What does it say? God is love. Let's say that loud. God is love. One more time. God is love. Let's say it like this. My God is love. Aren't you glad he's not a God of wrath? We wouldn't be here tonight. But he is a God of love, and he's always willing to love. Amen. You can't do anything bad enough to make him turn his back on you. He just loves you. Amen? All right. So it says here in 1 Corinthians 13, 13, and now abideth, well, let's just say this one thing. 1 Corinthians 13 is the great love chapter. If you read it, you know it. You've probably read it 100 times. But we'll start with the last verse, because these three things here abide forever. And now abides faith, it would say faith, hope, and love, which is charity in the King James. These three. But the greatest of these is love. God is love, right? And he, let's go to John, let's see, what is that? John 13, 34. As Carolyn would say, Big John. Not Little John. John 13:34. Jesus is talking to his disciples. Things are about to change. There's a big time of transition here. Jesus got his face set like flint to the cross. He knows what's going to happen. He's on the way. Why does he go to the cross? Because he loves Kenny. Because he loves Freddie. Because he loves us. That's why he went to the cross. He didn't have to go to the cross. I mean, he's sinless. He didn't have to go to the cross. But to redeem us from the curse of the law, curse is everyone that hangs on a tree. And to only his blood would get the job done. Man had sinned, so man had to pay the price. But me being on a cross or you being on a cross would not have worked because we're all sinners. We all deserved it. But somebody had to come. Somebody had to be a savior. Somebody had to be called on and said, I'll go. Jesus said, I'll go, Father. And he came. And you know all about the story, how the Spirit, how he took on, the Word took on flesh. He was all man, but he's all God too. He didn't have to go to the cross. He didn't have to. I mean, he really didn't have to. He could have called 10,000 angels and been delivered from there. But he loved us that much. And we say, that's how God loves. You think a grandmother loves. You multiply that a gazillion times, that's how much God loves. He don't want you to be hurt in any way. Amen? So there's somebody out. What's the problem? The problem is this. It's the devil. He's out to steal, kill, and destroy. And he's in this kingdom of the world. And he's trying to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came and redeemed us from the curse of the law. Gave his life for us. Went to hell. Paid the price for us so we wouldn't have to. And so that we could have everlasting life. As Juana told us the other day, we're not going to ever die. I said, we need to get a bulletin board and put that outside on the front and say, be a Christian, never die. But at least we get some curious people to show up. But you don't die. You do not. Your flesh is going to lay down unless a rapture happens, and praise be to God, that can happen just any time. Right. But we're all going to be changed. We have a glorified body. Isn't that going to be neat, Dina? A glorified body. You think of how you looked on your best day. It's going to be better than that. Amen? Yeah. I don't care how many showers or much perfume you put on, how much you get your hair fixed or your nails done. Nothing's going to compare to what you look like with the glory of God on you. Amen? The glory of God is in this place. The glory of God is available to us. All the time, he said it with a word a while ago, and we know it's what the Bible says is the same. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, in the written word, the Logos. And then he speaks by rhema word, saying, I'm available. Sometimes we hear things. God has been so good to us here at Faith Outreach. I think sometimes we just don't appreciate some of the things. Don't fall down as you go now. She got up a little shaky there. Amen. Anyway, he's been so good to us that, I mean, really, we don't take him for granted, but we should never, ever even think about that. Let's give him praise. He is the only one, as Ann said earlier, that deserves it. So, God is love, according to 1 John 4:8, right? God is love, right? All right. Are you a child of God? Amen. All right. I'm going to quote one more scripture before I read this. Romans 5:5 says, "And the love of God." Everybody said, "The love of God."
Love of God.
It's different than the kind of love the world's got, isn't it?
Amen.
It loves in spite of how bad we did and how much we goofed up. He still loves us.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
The love of God's been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen. So we're reading here, Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he says, a new commandment I give unto you. Now, I almost got a little bit of a rabbit trail right here. These guys were raised in Old Testament times. Have you read Leviticus lately? That's 10 million laws and commandments in Leviticus by itself. They got stuff for everything. Amen? And nobody could keep it. Because of one thing, they had a sin nature. We were all born with it. We couldn't help it. I talked to Adam and Eve about all that stuff. But somebody came to earth and died in my place. Is that love? It's the greatest love story that's ever been told. We could never talk about it enough. Because he is inviting us to a way of life that will bring peace, love and joy and power and victory and freedom and faith to a maximum in our life. There's no limit to it. God has no limits. And he says, I'm available. Amen. But he's telling the disciples, a new commandment I give unto you. And there's probably scratch, you know, Peter and some of them. Oh, well, we got plenty of those. Why don't we need a new one? You know, but this is a commandment for the New Testament church and for us today, as all the others all fit in underneath this, that you love one another. Got that? Well, I love, oh, who am I going to pick on tonight? I love old Cindy Purdon. But she charged me extra the other day at the store. And I don't love her no more. Now, that's how the world works. Uh-huh. Right? Like some preachers, I could have waltzed in and say, hey, I'm your preacher. You know, you got any free things around here? Us preachers, you know. Yeah. That used to happen all the time. I hope it's not like that now. I don't have much for a preacher that's going to beg for stuff. If your God can't supply it, it's not a good testimony. That you love one another. Okay. Yay. I like these 12 guys. We've been together for 3 years. We've got along pretty good. Except that day when two of them wanted to be set by you, Jesus, instead of me. That you love one another. And here we go. As I have loved you. Oh, my God. He walked on the water. He almost sunk all of Peter and James and John's boat, you know, with fish. Good things. Good things. He delivered them. He showed them what the Father was like and what living for God is really like. And the main thing right here, he could have said anything, but he said, I'm going to give you a new commandment that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Let's go to 35. By this love that you show for one another, all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another. So can we turn it around backwards a little bit and say, if we're not loving one another, nobody in the world is going to know that you love God?
That's true.
But the way we love each other is a huge revelation to the world of who we belong to. It's not just kindness is wonderful and kindness, you can't separate kindness from God's love, but still, again, this is a love that, you know, well, I didn't get treated right. I got looked over for that job, you know, this or that. That shouldn't bother us. God's our source, right? If that's not in order in your life, you're going to struggle. But if you know that God's always your source, you won't struggle. And if you love one another, well, that church is full of a bunch of hypocrites. I've heard it. Hopefully I've never said it, Freddie. I don't know. I don't think I have. Because I'd be one hypocrite anyway. I didn't know. I didn't want to call myself. But anyway, when you get to know Jesus, everything changes. And he gives you the power. I can't love everybody. Because so-and-so, and I'm telling you, there's some horrendous things happen to people out there that other people do to them. And how in the name of Jesus, in the flesh, you cannot forgive but by faith. But by the love of God in you that's been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. The love of God in you. You're not normal anymore. You are super normal in God. Amen? Greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. Well, who's in you? Jesus. Well, Jesus is love. If you're in a situation, there are days you get in a situation, I done that real lovely. And you look back on it and you want to kick yourself, you know. But love is always victorious. Love never fails. That's what 1 Corinthians 13 tells us. So in other words, God can't fail. God can't fail, love can't fail. If we're doing the right kind of love. We won't love like the world, we love like Jesus, okay? But by this love you have for one for another, and we want, you know, we can buy car tags, we can wear t-shirts, we can wear caps, that Jesus is my God, and, you know, and but please, don't ever buy a tag that says, Jesus is my Jesus and I. No, he's my co-pilot. That's what it says. If he ain't driving the train, do not ride with this dude. He's not our co-pilot. He's our pilot. Amen? But all that is just religious stuff. But when the stress comes and when the pressure gets put on a life, what's in you going to come out? Amen? And thank God. I've seen you operating for years and years, and God's love comes out. And that's why we're still going. Amen? And getting bigger and better all the time. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. By this shall all men know. So you don't have to run an ad campaign trying to convince somebody that you're a Christian. It's okay to wear a t-shirt. I think it's a good thing. But it's the love. When you walk into this church, as far as I'm concerned, you're going to be loved. I've walked in some churches as a minister. I was not loved. It's not hard to discern this, you know. And I mean, this is a church you know. You know the people there. As soon as you walk outside, they're your best friend. But inside, they don't speak to you. I haven't figured that part out yet. But anyway, I still love them. And they still love me. Amen? Everybody say amen. Let's say it together. Me too. Me too. All right. All right, now, let's go to Luke 10:19, and we're going to show you what, or the Word's going to show us, what love has done for you. You know, Diane Rapay, she ain't done nothing for me lately. She ain't even made no chicken dressing or nothing.
It ain't time.
I can wait. It's that good. I can wait. All right, here we go. Now, this is written in red in your Bible. Jesus is speaking. Behold, I give. Everybody say, I give. Who's speaking? Jesus. Jesus is love. God is love. So love gives unto you power. Oh, this is miracle work. This is dunamis. This is miracle working power. We're reading the Word of God. Everybody say, we're reading the Word of God tonight. This is not some Reader's Digest thing here. But love has given unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Why? He didn't want you to get eaten and stung by those things. You got the power. I have the power. Jesus has given it to us. But do I really know that? We think we know it, and I'm sure we do know it to some degree. But I just want us to know tonight that love gave you that. Love gave it to me. Power, dunamis, miracle-working power to tread on serpents and scorpions. If you love somebody, you protect them. You give them what they need to defend themselves and to have a victory. Not death, but victory. And that's what love does here. Jesus said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all, let me say all. The power, let me say power. Of the enemy. Oh. A lot of Christians don't know they got an enemy out there tonight. They hadn't read the Bible and they hadn't been taught. It's not cool to talk about that kind of thing in church anymore. Or the blood. Or the name. But it's the Bible. We talk about it. If you don't know it, it's going to bite you. and over all the power of the enemy. So the enemy has some power, correct? Jesus said he did. He has the power to lie and convince you. He has the power to deceive. He has the power to do some things. In our natural flesh, you're no match for a spirit. But you are a spirit being living in a fleshly body. What's in you is greater than what's in this world. Amen? And we're living inside out, not outside in. We're living inside out. Greater is he. Just think about it. Greater is he that's in me than he's in this world. There's a lot of evil out here in this world. There's serpents and scorpions and bad dudes and all kind of stuff out here in this world that can cause you to be paralyzed in fear. But if you know the word, if you know your Jesus, if you love him, he loves you and the love's on inside of you, if it's in there, it's going to come out. Amen? I know when I got saved, I started loving people I didn't even like. It's true. Carol Pettigrew's one up. I tell him that all the time. He's a great friend of mine. Great friend of mine. Hallelujah. You need friends like that. They love you. And when you get in a situation, when you're outnumbered, they'll step up behind you and say, I'm with him. And another guy did that for me one night. Amen. You know who your friends are. When it comes down to it, Lynn. Amen. And over all of the power of the enemy. How much is all? Sickness, disease, lack, poverty, whatever you can think of that Jesus overcame the curse of the law. There is therefore now no more curse, according to Revelation. Jesus became a curse for us, so we wouldn't have to be cursed. So if you have blessings and curses, Deuteronomy 28, the blessings of Abraham, you have blessings and cursings. Well, the curse is done away with because Jesus took all that for you. So what's left? The blessings. So we can scripturally say every day, I am so blessed. Coming in, going out. I'm the head, not the tail. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand on your word. Stand on the word of God. Get the authority awakened in you and take authority over the devil and cast him out. Amen. Amen. He's persistent. He'll come back. Run him off again. He came back to Jesus. Jesus on the Mount Temptation, the Bible says the devil left him for a season. And over all the power of the enemy. Oh, and this is the best part. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's what love will do for you. He loves you so much, he don't want you to be hurt. He loves you so much that what's in you is greater than what's in this world. His love's in you. We are bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. He said, the things that I do, you'll do also, and even greater things. Take up your cross and follow me. Become a disciple. Amen. We're not just here tonight and, you know, going to dismiss and just say, you know, we're not going to be playing bingo. I'm not against bingo, but we're not going to do that here tonight. Because God is not a game. He's a real. He is very, very real. And he knows that there's an enemy out there. And love says, here, I want to give you all the power you need to overcome the enemy that's coming against you. All of it. All of it. Against you, your whole family, your babies, everything. Yes. He's giving you the power there. Lynn, he didn't have to give us that power, but he did. We have his name, if nothing else. But we have his love on the inside that causes this to happen. Well, you know, I don't want to make the devil mad. I want to be sweet. I want to be like love. That is not what Jesus love's all about. No. Jesus' love will get in your face in a second. He'll go to his father's house, which was supposed to be a house of prayer, and he'll turn it upside down on a holy day. That's what love does. Or, you know, you're not supposed to do anything. Let me tell you, You know, when you love somebody and somebody's attacking that person, well, you know, I don't want to, you know, God said to, we got to love everybody. No. The thing is, I'm going to show that devil how much I love my loved one by getting him out of there. It's not that I hate him, but I love her or him or whatever, my child, whatever. So love is tough. Love is tough. Amen? Hallelujah. Luke 10:19. We are born into the kingdom of God, are we not?
Yes.
Let's go to Colossians chapter 1, verse 12. We'll read through about 14. I don't know about all that. It's all true. It's the word of God. And I'm telling you, we talked the other night about having on the armor of God. You're covered in every way. Your righteousness is Jesus, right? Faith in Jesus makes you righteous, not your perfect attendance in Sunday school. You have on a helmet of salvation, which is Jesus. You have your shoes shod with the preparation of gospel of peace, which is Jesus. Amen? You have a shield of faith, which is Jesus. Amen? You have a belt of truth. What's truth? The Word of God. Who is the Word of God? Jesus. So when you have on the armor of God and you're in faith and you see that and understand that, you look just like Jesus from the devil's point of view. He can't come again. There's no place for you. And then you have the sword of the Spirit, which is what? The Word of God. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. 13, please. We could talk there for a while, but we're going to move to 13. Who hath delivered us? Somebody say, hallelujah! I'm delivered. Well, if you're delivered, you're delivered. Amen. You're not, well, I think I am. No, you are. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness, that's the devil's kingdom, the world's kingdom, and have translated us, where? The kingdom of his dear son. One translation says the son of his love. That's where we belong now. We are filled and surrounded by God's love.
Thank you,
now, what's it going to take for me to walk that out? Deuteronomy chapter, we don't have to go there. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. Choose you this day. Blessing or cursing, good or evil.
Right.
Choose blessing so that you and your family, your children, will have long life.
Ooh, yeah.
Amen? It's choices. You can go to church every day of your life and miss heaven by 18 inches between your head and your heart. Got it figured out up here. I agree with everything they said. But I didn't have a change. I didn't have a conversion in my heart. I was still the same old guy. But when love comes in, what does love do? Love leaves love. What's he going to give you? Love. He didn't chastise me. Just as, what's the old song say? Just as I am, without one plea. Wow, what a song. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. So where do you live now? In the kingdom of God's dear son. You live in the kingdom of God, not in the kingdom of this world anymore. And don't try to get one foot in one and one in the other. It don't work. What you compromise to keep, you will always lose. Well, I don't want to lose my friends. Both of them. I'm sure most of us guys can say, we had a lot of running buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Who had the cars is our buddy. Jesus is not a running buddy. He's going to stick with you. He's a friend that sticks closer than a friend, closer than a brother. I wish I could just tell you about him, just how good he is. And one day soon, We're going to see him, man. We'll hear him. We'll see him. Wow. You ever thought about that trip when the rapture happens and Jesus calls us up? The Bible says in a twinkling of an eye. You know, have you ever let your mind just talk to you sort of goofy-like? That's just supposed to be yes. At least I'm in a minority here by myself. Just how's that going to happen? I'm going to leave here, my body's going to get changed, and I'm going to go up in the class, then I'm going on to heaven. How's that going to happen, Lord? How long is that going to take? I'm scared of heights. I'm scared of heights. Do I jump off? Do I jump in? What am I going to do, Diane? Hey, look, there was a ride at Six Flags in Atlanta. It's called the Free Fall. And let me tell you something. You can take that as an illustration. I highly recommend it. Because when you get out there on that platform and they pull the plug, that's a twinkling of an eye. You're on the ground. You went about 200 feet straight down. So in a twinkling of an eye, you go a long ways. It won't bother you. Why? Love's got you. He won't let you fall. Hallelujah. Let's bring those prayer requests down. God is good. Thank y'all for being here tonight. Y'all are the best. Amen? Amen. That's a good place to say amen. You're born of the best. You have to be good somewhere along the way. All right, ma'am. Oh, I got some right here. Come up here, Kenny. This is the A team up here now, buddy. You got to bear down hard. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we lay our hands on this list of names of Jesus, you died for every one of them. And you rose again. Lord God, we pray that your perfect will is done in their lives. You rescue the perishing. You save the dying. You heal the sick. You raise the dead. You cause people to prosper. You cause them to have success in life with joy and faith and hope on this planet for the rest of their lives. Lord, as long as you are in our lives, we have hope. We have power. We have great possibilities. In fact, Lord, your word says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And he's with me all the time. Lord God, thank you. And fill us with your love afresh tonight. And an understanding, Lord God, of the love of God like never before. And Lord, as we start giving love from others, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to start getting love. And Lord God, your family will be known and is known by the love that it shows for us, each other. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we give you praise and honor and glory. And everybody said, amen.